Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Well, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. I am Pastor Chris Willingham from Crimson Line Ministries here in Atlanta. But first, let me say how just absolutely thrilled I am to be on the show tonight. We're so excited about the strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. But before we get too far, I'm going to share a little bit about what we're all about, what we're doing here in Atlanta. We'll do what we always do on Hip Hop National. Let's open up with prayer, and I'm going to give a prayer that all of you will be familiar with, but it's very relevant as to what we're going to speak to tonight. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father, give us ears to hear. Open our hearts. Bless this time we have together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, all right. Let me tell you a little bit about Crimson Line Ministries, a little bit of background, and then we're going to get into a message tonight that I think you'll be blessed with. Crimson Line Ministries, we're fairly new here in Atlanta, Georgia. But our main initiative here and the one thing that's really starting to take off is what we call the Jericho Initiative. The Jericho Initiative, just like Crimson Line, is very untraditional, kind of a church without walls. That's one of the ways we describe it. But one of the verses that we use is John 15:13 that says, there is no greater love than this, to lay down your life for your friends. That's what's missing. Everything today is about us. Everything is about my pain, my struggles. And we need to start turning that focus outward on other people's pain and other people's struggles. And if there's one thing that I've seen my entire life, that every time you do that, no matter what you're going through, your personal struggles and pain and desperation and those kinds of things, they start to diminish. They start to get smaller if you turn that focus outward to those around you. And it's one thing we're starting to see more and more of. We have a country that has become more divided than it's been in decades. And we're here to change that. So the Jericho Initiative is really about asking a few simple questions. How much are you willing to sacrifice? How much time are you willing to spend? Will you give up a little sleep? Will you give up a little time? Will you give up some resources to stand with your brothers and sisters in cities across this nation to start fighting for our families, for our communities, for our cities, and for our nation? Because I'm telling you now that the three mandates that we have, these are absolute mandates that we will not apologize for with Crimson Line Ministries, is that it is to establish the kingdom of God now, that the kingdom of God is not some far-off place that we aspire to by being good. Just like the prayer that I prayed in the beginning, thy kingdom come now as it, on earth as it is in heaven. That was the intent. The righteousness of God now and the image of Christ, for the body of Christ to be a mirror image of Christ himself. With all the sacrifice and all the love, that's what we're about. So here in Atlanta, we gather at the base of Stone Mountain every Saturday morning. This next Saturday will be our fourth Saturday that we have some crazy folks who are willing to get up early in the morning, and real early, about 5:30, and we meet at the base of the mountain, and we have a message, and we pray for our city. We pray for our families. We pray for our individual communities. We already have some folks across the nation, specifically in Denver, Colorado, Nashville, Tennessee, who we're preparing now to launch the Jericho Initiative in those cities. So we're real excited about this. We believe very quickly that we're going to have 1,000 people that climb to the top of Stone Mountain and pray for our city and pray for our nation. So that's what we're all about. Very untraditional. Not about building a huge building where people can show up and I can entertain you once a week. This is about doing. This is about doing righteousness. You know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. And we're going to, we've said it before that this walk that we're on is not about butts in the seats. It's about boots on the ground. So what you're going to hear from me might be a little different. It might be a little controversial at times. But the one thing you are going to hear is you're going to hear somebody that's real, somebody that's the same person talking to you right now is the same person that's going to wake up tomorrow morning and go to work. So we're super excited about everything that we're doing here. We're super excited about this strategic partnership, like I said, because we believe that some people that are listening to this radio show are going to be the ones that are going to rise up in their cities across the nation and be the ones to stand and say, I want to start the Jericho Initiative in my city. We absolutely believe that's going to happen. We also believe that there are going to be people listening in that have not met Jesus. We believe there's people going to be listening that are struggling with their faith. They're struggling because they feel like they haven't belonged in the churches they've gone to, maybe because of your lifestyle, maybe because of your craft, being a hip-hop artist. I've heard this before, that you go to church and you don't feel really accepted. Well, this is a place where you're going to be accepted. This is the place where you're going to learn. You're going to be discipled. You're going to be loved. This is a place where you can contact me at any time. So before we take a quick break, let me give you the ways that you can contact us. The first way, and the easiest way to be updated, this way you're going to get daily encouragement, daily messages. We're going to be starting daily videos here very soon. But you can go to facebook.com/Crimson Line Ministries. That'll take you right to our page. You'll see the little thumbnail that says Jericho Initiative there. And you can message us at any time. If you want to contact us directly by email, it's Crimson Line Atlanta. That's crimsonlineatlanta@gmail.com. So you can contact us anytime. Leave your phone number. Leave your contact information. We'll be right back with you, and we can have conversations with you. We can counsel with you. We can minister to you. Whatever your needs are, we can meet those needs. So with that said, we're going to take a quick break for a commercial message, and then we're going to come back with our message for tonight. You're listening to Crimson Line Ministries on Hip Hop National Radio.
In India, every month, 100,000 children die of starvation and violence. In a town called Tanuku, we have an orphanage called Nirakshana Children's Home. Nirakshana means hope. The orphanage presently provides a safe haven for 30 children who have come from poverty-stricken backgrounds, abandoned by society and isolated. At Nirikshana they have shelter, food, companionship, but most of all, hope. Please look deeply within yourselves as we need your help to ensure that the ministry of Nirikshana grows and prospers. $8 a month is not a fortune, but collectively it becomes huge, allowing us to transform the lives of these children. Take the time to browse our website, Nirikshana, that's NIRIEKSHANA.net. A big thanks to Hip Hop National Radio and Hip Hop National Magazine for helping us reach a global audience.
You know what?
It's your boy Pit Boss, Cash Gorilla Records. I'm all about supporting the WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children in all communities. Now I want y'all to call in and request my hot new single, Do It Big, and big ups to Hip Hop National Radio, and keep it locked right here. It's your boy Pit Boss. HipHopNational.com.
This your boy TC, the champion. You know, I support that WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children of all communities. And I want y'all to call and request that new hot, hot single, Champion. I'm Mr. Dallas, and I approve of this message.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Well, welcome back. Crimson Line Ministries on Hip Hop National Radio. Guys, this message has been burning in me for the longest, and if you were ever to get a chance to talk to anybody who's met me, they will tell you this is one of the focal points and one of the things that I believe is an epidemic that is it has been just going nuts in this nation for years and years and years. And if you were able to log on to Facebook tonight and saw what this message was about, it's called Identity Crisis. We absolutely 100% have an identity crisis here in this nation, and I believe that I can explain to you why. See, we've reached a point in the United States of America where we don't identify ourselves by our role. We don't, as a husband or a father or a mother or a wife, we don't identify ourselves by our faith. We identify ourselves by things. We identify ourselves by stuff. Let me give you an example. We're bombarded daily. Over 5,000 advertisements per day pass by your eyes and you don't even know it. Nike, Under Armour, this brand, that brand. That's how we identify ourselves, by the cars that we drive, by the clothes that we wear, by the jobs that we do. That was never the intent. It was never God's intent for us to identify ourselves by what we do, what we wear, what we drive, what we live in. So let me see if I can kind of shift our minds a little bit to what we really are, because the reality is there is no way you can know where you're going. There's no way you can know what you have rights to unless you know who you are and know what family you belong to. And I believe I can prove this. See, the Bible says that God knew us before the foundation of the world. In Ephesians 1:4, it says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ in himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption of sins, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So we were predestined. We were adopted into a family. He had a plan for us. And there are some people that might argue that. But you can turn to numerous places in the Bible, including Jeremiah 1:5, where he said, where God told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, which means set you apart. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Before you were ever born, I knew you. I predestined you to adoption as a son into the family. So let me paint a picture for you. You have to bear with me a little bit because this is not in the Bible, but based on what the Bible tells me, we're going to go off script a little bit and see if we can paint a picture. So the world has not yet been created, but you're there because that's what the Bible tells me. I was there. You were there. We're all there. We all know that we are spirit beings. What we have here on earth is called a flesh suit. This is a suit that we wear to cover up that spirit being that we are. So we're there. We're spirit beings. And one day there's a lot of chaos going on. A lot of people running around saying something's going on. What's going on? Well, God's creating stuff. Well, what stuff? I don't know. Let's go find out. So we go get a first-hand view looking down at creation. And God said, let there be light. And God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. Everything he spoke, he saw. We'll talk about that on another night. What he spoke out of the words of his mouth, out of the breath, out of God, the world came into being. And we had box seats,
VIP seats to watch creation be formed. Then came the day when Adam was created, and we're like, what is that? Well, he calls it man. Well, what does he do? Well, he gave man dominion over all of this stuff. Dominion, what does that mean? It means sovereign rule. He gave that man a kingdom to rule over and everything in it. Well, when do I get to go? Well, I don't know. So you go to God, and God, when do I get to go? Not yet. Not yet. And you watch all of your friends, and the day they're getting ready, and they go into the world, and all this time you're wanting to go, and you're watching history unfold before your eyes. You see the good, you see the bad. And then that day comes, and God motions for you to walk toward him, and he says, now's the time. Now's the time. During this time in history, for me it was 1968. For you it could have been 1986. It could have been 1995. During this period of time, you are the only one that can accomplish what I need done during this time. I am sending you for a purpose. I have predestined you for a purpose. I have set you apart. I have sanctified you for a purpose. And then here we are. Now, our whole lives are spent trying to figure that out because we're born, and we're all born in the different settings, different circumstances, some good, some bad. That doesn't change the plan. That doesn't change the plan. And somewhere along the way, God sends someone into our lives, and sometimes we ignore that person who says, hey, you know, will you go to church with me? Hey, let me tell you what just happened to me. I was just at a conference this past weekend, and I got saved. What does that mean? Well, I accepted Jesus into my life. Well, you know, I really like to talk. No, I don't have time. I don't have time for that. And then periodically through our lives it comes, and, you know, for some of us it happened very young, and then we spend the rest of our lives being rebellious. For some it happens, you know, when we're on our deathbed it happens. But the reality is, until we start seeing ourselves for what we really are, then we're always going to keep playing a game and trying to gain acceptance, trying to do something that is not God's will. We're letting the world have influence on us. We're letting the world tell us who we are instead of letting God's word tell us who we are. Letting God's word tell us that Dr. Miles Monroe, who's down in the Bahamas, puts this the best. He said, when someone comes up to me that might not know God, that might not know Jesus, and they ask me, what's the Bible about? What is this Bible about? He said, it's a very simple answer. It's about a king, his kingdom, and his royal children. A king, his kingdom, and his royal children. How powerful is that? And when we accept Jesus into our lives, when we repent of our sins, when we finally break down and say, Lord, I'm sorry, and he washes all of that away and forgets it all, and Jesus comes into our lives and we're saved, that's the beginning. That is not the end. That's the beginning. Now you're a new man. You're a new man where you put that old man away and you start living like what you are. You start living like a son of God. See, there's a principle called reaping and sowing. Sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. And you're going to hear me talk a lot about this because it is the foundational principle of how everything operates on this earth. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. Every seed produces after its own kind. Quantum physics has proven that biblical principle, believe it or not. There are no exceptions to that rule. Never have been any exceptions to that rule. So God sowed his son. He sowed his seed into the earth. To do what? produce Christians? No. To produce sons, thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of sons who operate in the same way that Jesus did. That was the intent. But what we've done is we've become divided in every area of life because of this identity crisis. We're divided by race. We're divided by religion. We identify ourselves with denominations. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Lutheran. I'm a Methodist. I'm a Presbyterian. No, you're a son. You're a son. And until we start putting aside our doctrinal, theological, religious, man-made differences, we are not going to see the change that God desires for us here in the United States of America. Why do I say the United States of America? I say that because in Africa, in places like Zimbabwe, in places like Uganda, in places like Guatemala and the Philippines, there are massive revivals going on in those countries right now where people by the millions are falling to their knees. Literally millions at a time. Falling to their knees and asking God for forgiveness and accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So why isn't that happening in the United States? Because we're arrogant? Because we have no tolerance for anyone who thinks differently than we do? We have no love. We've lost our heart. We've lost our compassion. We're full of pride. We're full of ego. And we're full of arrogance. So until we get back to the basics, and that first step is understanding, who am I? I am a son of God. I am royal blood. I am part of a royal family. And because of that, I have an inheritance. The Bible tells me I have an inheritance. Well, what is that inheritance? That inheritance is the same inheritance that Jesus received when John the Baptist took him in his arms and put him down in the River Jordan and brought him back up again. And the Bible says a dove descended on him. That's when the Holy Spirit descended, and Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. But the ministry didn't start there. First, the Holy Spirit drove him into the wilderness where he was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, where no food, no water. And during that time, it's where he was proven by God. And he comes out, and the Bible says he came out in power. He came out in power. See, these are the things that we're not hearing enough in church today. We're not hearing enough of personal responsibility. What we're hearing is, hold on. Have faith. Keep hope alive. It's going to get better. Well, if somebody would give me a game plan, if somebody would tell me that you're my quarterback, you're my linebacker, you're my defensive lineman, and give me a game plan to follow, first tell me who I am, tell me what role I play, and then give me a game plan and watch me change the world. And that's what we're going to do here on Hip Hop National Radio, is we're going to give you a game plan each week. A game plan. Because when Jesus left and he had accomplished everything that there was to accomplish on the cross, he bore our sins. He took captive. He did everything he needed to do. He said, it is done. It is finished. That the enemy was utterly defeated on the cross, but yet we give the enemy so much credit that every day we wake up and that's all I hear is the enemy's after me today. Well, let me tell you something. As a son of God, as a royal child adopted into the royal family, and me knowing what I have rights to, which is the same things that Jesus have, there is no enemy that has any power over me. He can come all day long, and yes, it's going to be a battle. And yes, sometimes it's not always going to feel good. But by me knowing who I am, not what I drive, not what I wear, not what church I go to, not what denomination I belong to, but who I really am in Christ, that I'm a son, adopted into a royal family, who's been given an inheritance, which is the same inheritance that Jesus got, and that's why he said this when he left. He said, I'm leaving, and I'm giving you the ability to do all the things that I have done, and even greater things than these you will do. I have given you the ability to do all the things that I have done, and even greater things than these you will do. So let me ask you a question. Whoever's listening tonight, we come from all walks of life. And because we're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, I'm assuming that we all have one thing in common, which is music, the desire to make music, the desire to have our music heard by millions and millions of people. The things that are in you, the passions that drive you, are not coincidence. The gifts that you display are not coincidence. The gifts that we have are put into us for a reason, because it's all part of the plan. We just have to align ourselves and get close enough to God and get out of his way enough to let him tell us and show us and lead us into the direction that we need to go. So here we all sit today on August 4th, 2013, recognizing what we're passionate about, recognizing what our gifts are. So now here's the question. Am I going to take those gifts? Am I going to allow my mindset to shift back to who I am, my true identity, and start to present that to the world through my gifts, through my passions? We have to become the empty vessels that allow God to move through us with the gifts he has given us. And if we start to do that, that's when you see mountains start to move. That's when you see families start to be healed. That's when you start to see dads coming back home. That's when you start to see moms who aren't desperate, who are working three jobs. That's when you start to see cities who are being transformed and the crime rates are going down because we have thousands and thousands of people who are serving our communities and showing love to one another. This is when you start to see churches who aren't so arrogant and talking poorly about each other because they disagree on a couple of doctrinal, theological issues that mostly were man-made in the first place. God never one time stuttered. Not one time. So when you read his word, it is the infallible truth of God. His truth, his word, Holy Spirit-inspired Word of God that gives us every single thing we need to operate as a child of the King. Everything. So when we start looking at this relationship, if there are people out there right now who are listening to me who say, well, I don't have that relationship with Jesus because, you know, I'm fed up because, you know, I've been to church a couple of times and it's just a bunch of hypocrites. If you don't hear one other thing that I've said tonight, please listen to this. And if I could say this to the world all at one time, I would say this. Stop letting people affect your relationship with your God. Do not look at the flaws, the character flaws, the arrogance, the pride, whatever it may be that you're seeing, the hypocrisy. Never, ever let that affect your relationship with your God and you getting down on your knees and calling out to your God and asking for forgiveness and accepting Jesus Christ into your heart. That would be the saddest thing that I could ever imagine, that somebody would live their entire lives and never get close and never be adopted into the family, to never realize their true potential, their true destiny, that it never came out because the people around them were so hateful and so arrogant and so judgmental that it caused me to keep running and running and running and looking. The relationships that have been formed here in Atlanta, and I've told this to everybody that I possibly can, this is no coincidence. I couldn't have written this story if I would have tried. But when I finally reached a point in my life, because I have lived a life that has been disobedient, I have lived a life where I have run from God, but when I finally submitted, when I finally submitted and said, enough is enough, I've got nothing else left, I'm tired of doing it my way, then the connection started to come. God started to lead people into my life where it was so obvious that God was saying, this is where I want you, this is where I need you, just keep listening and do what I tell you to do. So what could I have ever written a script where I would be the pastor of a homeless ministry called Feed the Homeless Tour in Tucker, Georgia? Being from South Carolina, born and raised in Anderson, South Carolina, finding myself in Tucker, Georgia, working in a job that I had no experience in my life doing, to being the pastor of a homeless ministry, and getting a phone call one night about 11 o'clock at night from someone from Hip Hop National Radio, where we spent an hour and a half on the phone, an hour and a half, never met before in our lives, an hour and a half walking up and down the street in front of my house, and 3 days later, paperwork signed, agreements done, everything's done to make me the pastor of Hip Hop National Radio. From a human perspective, that makes no sense whatsoever, but we're all here at this time and place, at this time in history, because hear me. Please hear me. We are at a crucial and critical time in history right now. And if there's anything that is in you that is saying, you know what, maybe I've never heard it presented this way, maybe it's coming from the right place, in the right venue, the right radio station, this is up my alley. If there's anything in you right now that is saying now's the time, do not ignore that still small voice that's telling you that. Contact us. If you have questions, call into the show. Call into the show. We're going to be breaking here in just a few minutes. You can call in. Let me make sure I've got the number right here. Area code 213-559-2995. Feel free to call in. They'll give you instructions on the recording on what to do. If you have any questions, like to talk, I'll be happy to talk to you. But the time is now. Again, we believe that there are going to be people that are going to hear these broadcasts, whether you hear them live or whether you hear them archived, that are going to contact us and say, you know what, I'm in Chicago, I'm in Detroit, I'm in New York City, I'm in Oklahoma City, I'm in Los Angeles, and I want to be the one to start the Jericho Initiative here. And we have everything in place that we need right now to be able to train you, to get you ready to do that. But the most important decision that you'll ever make, because I can talk about identity, I can talk about identity crisis all day long, but it's that one moment that you allow yourself to put down all of that old identity, that persona, that person that you think you are, that person that you try to identify yourself as. Put it down for just a minute and allow God to speak to you and make the most important decision that you'll ever make in your life, which is accepting Jesus Christ into your heart. And your life will never be the same. And this idea that if I become a believer, if I become a Christian, if I become a son of God, that my life, that everything about me has to change. No. Everything about you doesn't have to change. The Bible says your mind just has to change. The Bible says that we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. the renewing of our minds. Renew, to be made new again. Remember the story. Remember the story when we're up looking down and saying, when do I get to go? So that moment that you were born, your brain was brand new. You had all the knowledge of the Father. You had all the knowledge of the Son. You have all the knowledge of how things operated in heaven. And then I like to say, and then we're born and then we lose our minds. That's literally what happens, isn't it? Because now we're exposed to the world. Now we're exposed to circumstances. Now we're exposed to parents who say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, I kind of like what LeBron does. You know, my son says that. My son says he wants to be LeBron. Well, you know, his dad's only 5'10", and so genetically, I'm not sure that's going to happen. But as parents, we say, son, believe it and you can achieve it, instead of doing what we should do, which is saying, you are a son of God, and here is what is in you. Now, with that said, follow that first. Let us help you discover what your individual gifts are. Let's see what your passions are, and through Christ, and through that identity, we're going to drive toward that together. That's what we're here to help you do. Crimson Line Ministries, the Jericho Initiative, Hip Hop National Radio, that's what we're here to help you do, to take your gifts, to take your passions, to realize who you are in Christ, and to let it go. And I promise you, if you put God first, not based on what anybody else says, not based on how anyone else acts, nothing, based on you, your faith, your walk, your identity, your willingness to lay your life down for a brother or a sister, to look outward first instead of inward, I promise you that those gifts and those passions that are bottled up inside of you, that you're struggling every day, how do I get this out? How do I get to be heard? Stand by, because it'll be a ride beyond your wildest imagination, but you have to take that first step. Identity crisis. Look at your own life. Ask yourself how you identify yourself. If someone walked up to you and said, who are you? Tell me who you are. And if you're talking to a CEO of a major corporation, you're looking for a job. If you're talking to a record label exec and he's saying, who are you? Tell me who you are. What are you going to say? I'm a child of God. First. Now let me show you what I can do. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. You're listening to Crimson Line Ministries on Hip Hop National Radio.
Let me give God some praises. Let me hear say praise him. Say praise him. Let me hear say praise him. Yeah. Depend on you, Lord, you are my refuge, God of all glory. I give you all of my praise. Great is thy faithfulness. Wonderful is thy name. Your love is unconditional. Jesus, your name forever reign. That's why I've got to
praise him in the morning, praise him in the noonday. I'll praise him. Put heaven's all of my praise, praise him in the morning.
Jesus. Just say, Mike. Just say, Zay. Let's tell him where we're trying to be. Let's go.
Said I want to be closer to my King. Said I want to be closer to my King.
Yes. I want to be closer than close, next to the host, the creator of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and that's God, you see, so we stay with the B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, Zay is me, and holy is he, so he deserves to be the King. Yeah, and on his wings is we. Yeah, the G2G. Cause we give the glory to he. And never take it for keeps. When we float our peeps with a harmony speech, yeah, we aiming to teach, and not aiming to please the people, but aiming to please God. So we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs our Father, please. It can't spell USA without us, say. And there's no Y in team of the words that we say. Every day we live for the J-E-S-U-S. Believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1, yeah, 7, you see, I'm practicing on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching. Yeah, so I study my Bible, no more looking trifle, no need for a rifle. Yeah, I say I'm done with that, so when I say you're strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back.
That I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be. Hey, closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be. Closer to my King.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this whole world. My soul was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my King. Now I live every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true King. Not the watches, not the rings, or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah, that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on this battlefield. I'm closer to my King, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. St. John, my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. You're closer to the King, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. Get closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you hearing me, people can't you see. Anything possible, look at G2G. We the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, get closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. Get closer to the King, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my King. Ooh,
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Line Ministries. Now we're going to take some time to bring Mr. Poetic onto the line. I know he's the man making it all happen behind the scenes. And we apologize for a little bit of silence there, but I had a little technical difficulty, but that's going to happen every once in a while. But let's bring Mr. Al Poetic Williams on the line, and let's talk a little bit.
Hey, Chris. thank you for your word that you brought to the show tonight. I got to tell you, I was listening, and you had mentioned that this your sermon, you pulled it from Ephesians 1:4. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then you mentioned something about advertising is how we identify ourselves today. And then in a sense, this is what I see in our world as in the sense of musicians. Be honest with you, it's about branding. And but I agree that, you know, we get caught up so much in the brands of things, we forgot who actually created the human brand, pretty much, I would say. So could you tell me a little bit where you pulled this from, Ephesians 1:4, because you kind of went fast there, and I just wanted to make sure I got it.
Well, the entire chapter of Ephesians 1 talks about that we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, that we that we are to be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ. And then it goes on and on talking about inheritance. It talks about the Holy Spirit being the guarantor of our inheritance. You know, that you could preach on Ephesians chapter 1 for a year, talking about all of the bombs that it drops. Because when you start talking about God's will, when you look at a will, an actual will, if I have a father who passes on, he leaves a will, and that will tells me exactly what I have rights to. That's my inheritance. And the Holy Spirit, this verse says, is the guarantor. He's the executor of that will. He's the one here that God sent to us to make sure that inheritance wound up where it's supposed to wind up. It's an amazing chapter. An amazing chapter. It tells us exactly who we are, exactly who our daddy is, exactly what we have rights to, all of it. And you know,
I walk around. I'm one of those people who have questions. Who am I? And I'm sure I'm not the only one that identify with themselves as saying, who am I? And you said something to the question of who are you? I'm a child of Christ. I'm a child of God. That's what you said.
Right.
And I think most of us, sometimes we forget that. You know, we pick it up when we're going through the crisis. We're going through things. Then sometimes we can identify with, we start to call on God and try to draw closer to him. But we need to identify that we are children of the Creator. And I was just listening, and I too personally will go back to Ephesians 1:4 because I think, like you just pointed out something to me about the will, and a father passes on, he leaves his will, and then here's your inheritance. I've never looked at it like that. So I usually like when a pastor can bring a word out that I can identify with. I think you did a good job tonight. I just want to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, man. It's when you start applying the word to real life and recognizing that we live in a kingdom, that there is a king, and we are royal children. We are kingdom citizens first. Kingdom citizens first. And we're children of the king. So we just don't have the opportunity to be a citizen with and just the ability to live in the kingdom. We're sons of the king. And when I say sons, that means sons and daughters as well. I keep saying sons. Sons is a positional thing, not a gender thing in the Bible. So we are sons and daughters of the king. And we realize it's the kingdom first. And that's what we're doing through this program, through everything that we're doing, is advancing the kingdom. That's the main thing. That's it. And when more people recognize who they are, boy, oh boy. That's what we're here for.
I agree. Well, guys, this is what you get right here on Hip Hop National Radio. If you guys want to be a part of this and help build this community, we encourage you to send your music in at pr@hiphopnational.com. Right now we have a problem with our upload system, so you can email it directly to pr@hiphopnational.com, and we'll get it the same way. Please be sure to put your name, address, well, your name and your phone number, a contact number where we can contact you in the case of any issues with the song. So you can help us build a community with your gospel music by telling your friends, your family, and all your fans that your music is on the show, and that allow us to help continue to spread the word and let the kingdom grow right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Any last words, Pastor Chris?
Man, that just pretty much sums it up. I just want to thank you for this opportunity, man. I just couldn't be more excited about all this. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting more and more people involved. And like I said before, we're here for you. We're here if you need to reach out to us, CrimsonLineAtlanta@gmail.com. And, you know, we're here to serve you. That's the main thing. So if you need us, want to talk, get questions, contact us anytime. CrimsonLineAtlanta@gmail.com. And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Crimson Line Ministry with Pastor Chris Willingham. See you next week. Sorry, well, actually, we'll see you tomorrow on our show.
Make sure you tune in,
okay? So let's not wait a whole week. Tune in tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless. Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.